May 22, 1912. True love is not subject to discontents, neither does it tolerate them, because it resolves everything in love. Finding myself in my usual state, blessed Jesus came for a little while, and since I was feeling a certain discontent in me, he told me, "My daughter, true love is not subject to discontent. Rather, it takes the opportunity to turn these same discontents into the most beautiful contentments by virtue of love. Further, since I am the contentment of contentments, I cannot tolerate any discontent, any more than if it were my own rather than hers. So I am forced to give her that thing which makes her happy in order to have her all conformed with me. Otherwise there would be some clashing and dissimilar fibers, heartbeats or thoughts which would make us lose the best of our harmony. I cannot tolerate all this in the one who really loves me. Moreover, true love operates for love, and for love it does not operate. It asks for love, and it gives for love. Therefore, true love ends all in love. For love it dies and for love it rises again. And I, Jesus, it seems that you want to escape me with this talking, but know that I am not giving up. For now, surrender to me for love. Do for me an act of love and surrender to all that is so necessary to me, and to which I am so constrained by love. After all, I give everything to you. Otherwise I will be discontent. And Jesus, you want to win through discontents." He smiled and disappeared.